Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So many students I've mentored and many of my kids' friends are graduating high school, graduating college, graduated medical school this month. And I see all the pictures of the graduation and students that I had seen when they were, you know, little babies, and now they're all grown up. And it is amazing to see the smiles and all the graduates. And some of you have looked at this going, we got a lot of graduates. I mean, there's thousands and thousands of people graduating. Yet realize many people who graduate don't necessarily compete for your job. Many of them might not find a job. And the reality of it is that we have a generation now of the Gen Zs who comprise the majority of the graduates who have a much different path than a lot of us older millennial Gen X's baby boomers had. And while people always throw shade on the other generations and make fun of them, I just want to take a second to applaud this latest generation, or the Gen Zs, because they got through school much differently than we did, and they didn't have that little carrot dangling now that got us through, going, well, we're going to have a job. We're going to get a degree. We're going to have a job. We're going to pay off our student loans. These students who basically have lived through, whether they remembered it or not, September 11th, the Great Recession, right, the first one, the second recession, all the tumultuous stuff that happened with COVID and lockdowns, and they persisted with school. A lot dropped out. I get that. But many still persisted, and many found a goal. As a Gen X, I'm looking, and this future looks really foggy, and I think I see a light, and I think I see hope, and I'm like, I don't know where our economy's going. I don't know what ChatGPT and AI is going to do to my profession and any other profession, and I don't know what's going to happen with the war and the economy and the election, but these kids stayed focused. And to get through a college degree, especially with everything that colleges now do, it isn't just about studying the material. It's about, you know, getting through the curriculum and certain principles and navigating the politics. It's not that easy. When people drop out of college, it used to be, oh, how could you? Something's wrong with you. Many people dropped out of college because they're like, I really don't want to be... what's the word for it when you're inundated with I don't want to say the word proselytized, but when you're basically inundated with things that you don't want to learn and with politics, many people are like, why should I do this? I'll get a job where my degree will count. So when I see all these graduates, and many of them are walking the stage, getting a degree, not having any idea of what's going to happen in the next 20 years, 10 years, 5 years, 2 months, 2 weeks, you got to hand it to them. You really do. And it's not that they got a degree, because many individuals who chose not to get a degree and go to other fields, again, I commend them too. But with all the reasons to quit, they persevered. And what they're doing is they're perching themselves, and they are preparing for whatever the storm is or whatever is coming their way. With me, it was easier. I was like, well, all I have to do is do this, 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 and then if I get into medical school, then I become a doctor. If I don't get into medical school, I was going to go into marketing because I had a marketing job. And I was going to probably wait tables because I was really making money waiting tables, then everything combined. But I had a plan. And it was a very well demarcated. I could see the plan. I could see the school. I could see the job. Yes, medicine changed. It's completely unfathomable and unrecognizable now. But back then, all I had to do was look forward. Now, these Gen Zs are dodging figurative bullets. They didn't even know if their student loans were going to get paid or not. Look at this back and forth. We're going to pay your student loans. Well, you can't actually do that. There's the process. And what about all those individuals that didn't take out student loans and it became a mess for them? But they still persevered. And so they have a resilience that some of us other generations don't have. Now, trust, those of you that served in the military and went through Vietnam and all that, yes, you do have a resilience. It's a different type of resilience. But these kids have a resilience of moving forward despite there being absolutely no clear path, no goal, no direction, and no management of our country, of these fields, of education. It is a chaotic cluster and a seventh. And these students persevered. They have a degree. Some of them don't know what to do with their degree, but they have a degree. They kept moving forward. Others are going to make a plan, and they're putting themselves in a position where if it goes one way, they could do this. If it goes one way, they could do this. It's not this woe is me, feel sorry for me. If anybody should have the feel sorry for me attitude, it should be the Gen Zs. Because they lost their proms. They lost their previous graduation. They lost a lot of things with COVID. Their first love, their first kiss, their first date. They lost a lot of that. And I'm not seeing the woe is me. Maybe they might have had a little pity party, but they're moving on. And so if they could be this resilient with multiple recessions, with a completely messed up COVID lockdown period of time that caused them to disrupt their one of the most exciting times of their life, and they could still figure out how to navigate and get through and meet their goals, I'm very relieved. I am very grateful that they're going to be the future of America. Because the one thing that I wasn't trained in, I mean, my parents always said the only thing you could count on is uncertainty. The only thing you could count on are surprises. But that's not how my life went. It was still fairly predictable. These guys are built for unpredictability. God bless. And I think the future looks bright if they're at the helm. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so I have never thought I was pretty smart, successful. I think I am as mainstream and middle of the road as they come. But individuals have reached out to me wanting to emulate a career I have. I mean, I'm really grateful to all my listeners, but I don't look at myself as somebody who has attained fame or a level of fame such as you would see with, I don't know, Anderson Cooper, Sean Hannity, or Rachel Maddow. All right, I do my thing. And I do my thing. The reason why I'm on air is because it helped educate. During the Great Recession, I wasn't trying to make a career of radio. People had lost their job. I was doing a lot of community service, and people were asking for medical advice over the phone. And my friend told me, who was in radio, why don't you go on air? There's no doctor on air and answer medical questions. And they just call in then, and that's when they get you. Otherwise, you're not going to have any other time to your life. And so I actually had to pay for airtime. I paid for airtime to do it. It was a community service, and it was something that I just feel like that's what I have to do for my religion. And it isn't something that the religious leaders recommend, but for me, I just feel like I have to have service as part of my everyday. And so nobody goes into radio to make money or to become a star. They go to teach, to have a voice. Now, some do well, and I've been very grateful for my radio career. But it's, you know, you want to become famous, you know, go on TV and make videos and do, you know, OnlyFans or whatever else everybody's doing. But doctors are getting the itch. And I am seeing many of these physicians do it wrong. I mean, Fauci, one of the reasons why Dr. Fauci had so much criticism is his primary goal was supposed to be the honest-to-God medicine. And instead, you know, he was a political doctor. He was an in-the-media doctor. So he had to play it safe. Well, playing it safe and then appeasing the administration you're in, whatever one he was in at the time, that's not, you got to choose one. Either you're a doctor and you're there taking care of patients and you're going to say it exactly like it is, or you're in politics, or you're in media. And very rarely can I see somebody do both. There's a plastic surgeon who I think got her license suspended in December. She was making TikTok videos. She goes by Dr. Roxy. And apparently there's been some patient complaints about the surgeries. All the surgeries have been live streamed. She got permission, but from what I'm understanding, many of these patients didn't feel like they gave full consent, because now that they saw what the videos were doing and they didn't want to be on social media, or they feel the surgery was botched, so they want the video taken down. I'm not sure what's going on. She might be able to get her license back in July. But, and I could be wrong, she could be a fantastic cosmetic surgeon, plastic surgeon, but I think she's dancing in the videos. She's dancing in the OR. Pick one. All right? You're going to be a plastic surgeon or a cardiovascular surgeon or a radiologist, and you're going to do your job, or you're going to be dancing around on TikTok. But it's hard to do both. I had to close my practice eventually. I blame Obamacare and the high deductibles and insurance not paying and patients not able to pay during the recession. But it was going to happen anyway, because when you are out there and in public, people were coming in just for a prostate check. One called my nurse, the appointment line, saying, I just want Dahlia to check my prostate. Okay, anything wrong? No, I just want to say, Dr. Dahlia, check my prostate. We can't be doing that. People came in to do selfies. People wanted to videotape and live stream us doing a very private, you know, medical discussion on the it just started to become a little bit of a circus. I would walk into the room and the person would be half naked. Why are you naked? You don't have to be. And so it got weird. People were touching my boobs. All right, somebody patted me on the butt. You're actually touching my ass? Are you kidding me? And it just didn't mix. And I had a conversation with my staff and all that. And then when I had physician assistants and individuals who would help see patients, the staff said, no, they only want to see you. They only want to see you. It has to be you. I'm like, well, I'm trying to, you know, I need to be able to give people patient care. What do they want to see me for? And they weren't good reasons. It was a lot of it was BS. And at some point I had to say, look, I can't be operating a practice and also operating a media career. I'm going to have to pick one or the other. Now, I still do perform medicine. I do disability exams for the state. I do telemedicine. But it was almost, it was getting to the point where it was going to be impossible to run a regular medical office while doing what I do. And when you see Dr. Oz eventually, I think he still does surgery, but he does, you know, he went into politics, saw Jay Gupta. I believe he still does surgery, but he doesn't have the typical practice that he would because he's a CNN medical correspondent. He works for CNN. But it's really hard to do both, and very few individuals can manage both. And I think a lot of doctors out there are making the mistake of wanting to be the next Dr. Pimple Popper or whatever, make videos, get some fame. And why would they do that? Isn't medicine enough? Well, it's not enough these days. Many individuals are seeing the writing on the wall where medicine is crumbling, and they want to know that they're going to have another revenue stream. If they're famous, they could sell their books, they could sell their videos, they could become correspondents. I can't tell you how many individuals have reached out to me going, how could I... you're doing so then I can, and I'll teach people about media, and I'll tell everybody exactly what I did and how I did it. I wouldn't recommend people do that. I wouldn't recommend paying for airtime like I did originally, but that was my goal. My goal was to teach. It wasn't, well, I wanted to have a second income stream. Now, with patients don't like a lot of it. Patients want to know that if you are doing medicine, you are doing their surgery or conducting that interview for their benefit, not for yours. And some individuals do not want to be part of a physician's online content. Okay, if you're going to recommend a surgery for me, I want to know it's because you really want that surgery for me and not because you don't have one of those surgeries in your playlist. So you're going to do that on me so that could boost your playlist. Now doctors have a hard enough time explaining to patients that they don't make money on your mammogram or on your colonoscopy or when you take the right medication or get your prostate screened or your thyroid looked at. Right? You know, we have to convince people that we're just here to give you the best advice possible. But if patients think there's a secondary gain, they're not going to trust you. So anybody in medicine or in another profession where you're live streaming, et cetera, you know, if you want to give what the customer wants private, individualized, precise advice for them and not thinking that there's something else going on. You know, I stopped wearing skirts and high heels, and I would wear scrubs. And my students would ask me, why are you wearing scrubs? You know, do you ever, because they were starting to be taught not to wear scrubs. I trained in the scrub days. They were taught, well, you have to dress professionally, you have to. And I go, I'm spending so much time worrying about my feet, worrying about my heels, worrying about how I sit with my skirt. If that patient has a foot ulcer, I need to put that foot on my pants, look at it. I don't want to be worried about how my legs are or if I'm not crossing my legs. I need to be in pants. I need to be in work clothes. I need to be practical. And it was interesting because when I was at school, they said, look, you know, if you're a physician, don't get all gussied up. Because sometimes if you're all gussied up, the patient thinks you're spending more time, and that's why you're late, you're spending more time on how you look. You worry more about how you look than the patient. I didn't care about how I looked. I don't know if you see pictures of me when I was working. No makeup, hair was a mess. Because look, it was about getting dressed and getting there before the first patient came so they didn't have to wait. So for any of you that are looking at what some of these doctors are doing and the fame they made, Dr. Pimple Popper has her own show, and she's very popular with that, and great. I mean, kudos to her, and I don't think there's patient complaints about it. But you see these other ones where they're dancing around and they're doing, and you just have to realize patients are not liking that. And you got to decide early on, is it that you want fame, or you want to provide, or you want to be a good, successful, and popular doctor? Because sometimes the two don't mix. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Silver. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA News Update.
Chairman, these individuals
Chairman,
the first few minutes of a House oversight panel hearing today in which three FBI whistleblowers are saying the FBI unfairly targeted conservatives.
To be blunt, the leadership of the FBI and the DOJ are corrupt.
That's Wyoming Republican Harriet Hageman. Democrats on the panel say Republicans just want to disable and eventually dismantle the FBI. The Supreme Court says Twitter's hosting of terror-related content does not make it liable for aiding terrorist attacks. The ruling could have a major effect on claims by critics that social media platforms should be held accountable. Number of us filing for unemployment checks down this week by about 20,000 from last week. The Wall Street Journal reports ESPN is working on a standalone streaming service for all of its channels, bypassing cable, satellite, and the streaming services. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So, while we're looking at the tensions rising with China, people ask, are we going to war with China? Are we going to be enemies of China? Is China going to attack us? I feel we've already been attacked. I think it's been happening. We seem to think that wars and animosity and assaults happen very singularly, very linearly, where somebody crosses a line, and then all of a sudden we cross that line too, and then we fight, and it's not like that. Personally, we've seen, you know, Chinese business interests who could very easily be run by the government or taken over by their government, buy up swaths of land. But we also were just attacked and leveled by COVID. And I'm not ready to say it was all deliberate. I am willing to give China the benefit of the doubt and say it was an accident. But it, look how long it took for people to finally believe and agree that this might have come from a lab and not from Italy or bat soup or some other BS. Well, now we're being told by a study from University of Southern California that the COVID pandemic cost the U.S. economy $14 trillion and counting. If a country wants to hit us hard, they level the economy, they kill people, they cause havoc, they cause political turmoil. COVID did all that. It killed people, cost us money, cost political havoc. Americans turned on each other. Americans were calling the police on each other if they weren't wearing masks. Americans were fighting and punching each other over the mask. Security guards got stabbed for saying, look, you have to wear a mask in here. We kicked people out of restaurants and schools and facilities for not getting vaccinated. And for 3 years, we looked at our country turn upside down. Our elections are different now. Now we have a paper ballot election. Paper ballots work really, really well for small numbers that help out the military, those who are disabled. Paper ballots are very difficult to manage as the majority of the voting. That's why, I mean, we've had mail and ability to do mail for decades. Why haven't we done elections that way before? Because you can't guarantee the safety of the ballot. That's why we had people go in person and put their ballot in person. So China, if they are behind this, they have already done what I would consider an act of war. But, no. Oh, and then on top of that, I think an act of aggression is catching them surveilling and use surveillance, like these balloons. I mean, I don't know what we're doing. I don't want to go to war with China. Definitely don't want boots on the ground. I don't want to lose any of our American servicemen and women. But, how much more are we going to take? So a team of economics, public policy researchers, and other experts from USC used economic modeling to estimate the pandemic's financial toll on the nation. The pandemic, as we know, killed about 1.1 million Americans, hospitalized even more, but the researchers said the economic effects were unprecedented. It cost $14 trillion. It will be about $14 trillion by the end of 2023. 60% of U.S. GDP, 16 times the defense budget, 45% of U.S. total debt. We lost 600 million work days to sick leave. 1.1 million died from COVID. 500,000 disappeared from the workforce. Work has now changed. People choosing to work. Now people are they're choosing to go to school. They're choosing to work. It completely changed the face of America. Airline travel fell by 2020. Airline travel fell by 60%. Indoor dining fell by 65%. In-store shopping fell by 43%. How many countless companies lost their jobs? Now, some companies did well. Amazon made money. But countless businesses closed during the pandemic for good. Now, if you told me this was the 1930s and 40s or the 13, 14, and that a company cost people to lose their lives, become hospitalized, or a country cause them to lose their lives, become hospitalized, lose their jobs, mess with the economy, and turn on each other. That would be an evil, evil country. And that would mean we're probably at war with them. Now, all we're doing right now is talking about it, going, well, you know, we're still not 100% sure it came from the Wuhan lab, even though we've had multiple reports. And I think the CIA, or was it the FBI, who finally said we are with, you know, more certainty that this is what happened. Everybody's still hemming and hawing. Nobody wants to. Just when are we going to just say it? Now, I understand people were very, very upset with Trump calling it the China virus and all that, and that didn't, you know, sound like good. It wasn't maybe an orated highlight to his speech. But what's fascinating to me is maybe we do need to start calling things like they are. I understand because I was taught, and I'm very, very well trained in seeing both sides, speaking both sides, having a neutrality position, but understanding the pros and cons. But with something like this, if we are really getting beat up by another country, and they were successful at it, why were they successful? Well, we lost a million people. We lost, many people's lives have been struggling from long COVID. We've lost jobs. Our economy's a mess. They're winning, and they could do it again. As I said before, the main reason why I wanted us to identify if it was a China lab leak is not because I wanted everybody to grab their knives and pitchforks. It's because I wanted to make sure that the COVID virus wasn't the only thing that got leaked. That Ebola or Zika or a virus W didn't also get leaked. That if there's some slipshod protocols, that wasn't also happening, not only in the Wuhan lab, but in the other lab. And maybe that's why everybody stayed quiet, because they're all working on pathogens that could have a biological weapon application. Maybe people in glass houses don't want to throw stones, so everybody's keeping quiet because they don't want the media to find out that they also are working on, you know, all these pathogens that can kill us. They have it stored and they're studying them, which you do need to do. If somebody has a bioweapon, you as another country do need to study it and come up with a vaccine. But you could be accused of gain of function if you tinker with it and then it becomes something more dangerous. So as far as I'm concerned, China's already declared war. And how did we respond? Well, you know, we still want to make sure we, you know, okay, well, your balloon flew across our country. We're not going to shoot it down until after it got all the data it needed and it's over Myrtle Beach. I think we need to have a much stronger response. The costing the U.S. economy $14 trillion. America is at its wit's end with any future. I mean, honestly, if they wanted to get our defenses down, look at how the average person doesn't even want to test for COVID, get a vaccine. This is prime for any other country to let out something else. It's scary stuff. 1-877-DOT-VELLY.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
All right.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I love to walk. Whenever I'm in a foreign city and we go and grab some drinks or burger or whatever, bite to eat and walk back to the hotel, I like to walk back. But recently I was with some friends and it was late night, so they said, let's take some bikes. And I was fine walking, but I never really have done those bikes or scooters. I could ride a bike, but you had to put in your credit card, and then I didn't have it set up, and then you had, and I said, forget it, let's just walk. And I wasn't sure how that worked, because you would see these bikes across the, or maybe they're scooters, you would see them across town just sitting there. So I guess you take the bike, you get off of it and you dump it. And then it won't run until somebody else pays for it. So there's these bikes or these scooters that I guess you could rent. And it's a great way for a city to make money. It's a great way for individuals to get around. I don't know how you would do that in New York City, because there's not a lot of room. I don't know if you've ever tried to ride a bicycle in Amsterdam. You can barely walk on the sidewalk in Amsterdam because there's always somebody that's about to run into you with a bike. It's beautiful, but you have to watch out for bikes in Amsterdam. Well, a nurse got herself into a little bit of trouble when she rented a bike, and she's pregnant, and she is a nurse at a Manhattan hospital. But she's been accused and suspended of allegedly taking one of those city bikes away from a young black man. Now, she claims she paid for the bike. And I guess this got caught on video. And her lawyer, Justin Marino, was representing her. She's about 6 months pregnant. She works at Bellevue Hospital. And she claims she was taking the bike away from the dock when a group pushed it back and started filming. She's a hospital employee. She's in scrubs. You see her looking like she's coming from work, and she's screaming for help, asking for help, accusing this man of assault, and then tearing up as the crowd comes around her. In the video, a friend of the man can be heard defending him and calling her a Karen, saying she's trying to steal the bike from him. Now, I'm not exactly sure what's going on. She said she paid for the bike, that she wasn't stealing it. And meanwhile, I think she got canned, I don't want to say fired, but I think she got suspended from a job. So according to Marino's statement, the first receipt allegedly showed the bike seen in the video was paid for and taken out before it was relocked 1 minute later. The second receipt allegedly shows another bike being taken out a minute later from the same docking station, the bike Marino said his client used to get home after being heckled and pressured to find a new bike. Marino said that his client was placed on leave by NYC Health and hospitals this week after the encounter was caught on tape, but added that the interaction was incomplete and lacking facts. He claims that his client had finished a 12-hour shift before getting on an available bike, which no individuals were on or touching. He claims she paid for this through the City Bike app. One or more individuals in the group physically pushed her bike with her on it back into the docking station, causing it to relock. But you don't see that part, I guess, in the video. It has been claimed that one individual then covered the biker's QR code, stopping her from paying for it again. In blocking the QR code, the individual's arm was touching my client's pregnant stomach, a condition of which she had made them aware. Throughout this time and for the remainder of the video, roughly five individuals were telling her to get off the bike and heckling her. Now this is something that is, you know, it's one of these things where, all right, why is this making headlines? Well, a few things. Number one is, we're in this state right now where, one is, there's very heightened tensions. And somebody being called a Karen is implying that they are complainers, that in some respects, racist, and they think they are entitled and have more of a justification to do their act than anybody else. That's kind of the definition of a Karen. Number two is we have systems here that are not being supervised by employees. So people are left to fight it out themselves. I don't know if you ever go to a casino and you put money in a slot machine and the slot machine hits, but the other person said, no, I had money there. There's always individuals working at casinos that can watch. There's also cameras. So if there is a question, you can have somebody then. But here we are now with bikes and all that. It's a self-serve. You pay yourself. You do whatever. And so you don't really have anybody there breaking the tie. And so people are left to kind of battle it out with each other. You also have, if she's right, and she's alleging what she says is true, you could be ambushed at any time, coming home from work, just trying to get your bike and leave. We're also being videotaped all the time. And if a portion of that video, you know how you'll take a photo of yourself in the bathroom, but your husband's naked behind, you know, in the mirror, and so you crop that out, so all people see is just you. I mean, people crop pictures all the time. They crop videos. But also the issue is work. Before, we're not innocent until proven guilty at work. If at all there is any sort of suggestion that you are being a quote-unquote Karen or racist, before anybody even investigates, they immediately suspend you. Now, I don't know, maybe she did take the bike from him. I don't know. But we keep seeing these issues where something happens to somebody at work or something happens outside. Work gets one side of the story. They act on it. And a lot of these people are still not getting their jobs back. And the reason why is because they could sue. And so oftentimes some of these employers will say, you know what, we've had other issues with you. It wasn't just about this bike. It was about, you know, this issue. And so we just think it's best. And then this way they just, because work and employers don't want any bad press. They don't want any cancellation. They don't want other employees suing them. And so you need to be very, very careful that you're not being videotaped or set up or caught on your bad day. How many of us have had bad days where we just want to, somebody cut us off, we just want to flip them off or tell them off? Yet somebody could take that video and say, look, this person is screaming for no reason at an innocent child. Like, nobody's talking to the child. We're talking to the car in front. So we have no privacy. So I'm not sure what happened, if she was ambushed because she was, you know, asking for help, etc. I'm not sure why a group of individuals would want to mess with the bike. There's a lot of things that just need some clarification. Why would they just randomly bother her taking a bike? But unfortunately, these are some of the reasons why individuals don't want to leave home and go to work. This woman is pregnant. She's 6 months old. I'm not trying to take her side. But, you know, at some point, a pregnant woman who's 6 months working a 12-hour shift, eventually she might say, you want to know what? I think I'm going to put my feet up. It's not worth risking the pregnancy. I worked up until both due dates. And when I was put on bed rest or fluids, I was actually seeing patients with the IV going on. And look, I go, I need fluids for the baby, so I'm in fluids. You and I will talk. I worked up until that time. So, not sure where this goes, but it's something we all need to be aware of. 1-877-DOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.